Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Just biding our time until Jesse Agler joins us in just over 10 minutes to talk Padres baseball and get today's incorporator word. That is coming up. First, though, are three stories that make you shake your head. I will get us started today, Woods, with a very tired bit by Rob Gronkowski. You probably saw the story yesterday that Julian Edelman announced his retirement from the NFL at age 34. He actually failed a physical, starting to break down, and wasn't going to have a spot on the Patriots next season. He, of course, is one of the all-time playoff great receivers. It helps when you have Tom Brady throwing you the ball and playing all those games. But Gronkowski was asked by TMZ reporters at LAX Airport if he thinks that there's a possibility that Julian Edelman could come out of retirement and join himself and Tom Brady with the Tampa Bay Bucks. And, of course, Gronk said, yes, it's possible. He believes there's a 69% chance that Julian Edelman will be joining the Bucs next season.
We are still all in eighth grade.
He is definitely still in eighth grade. Here's now.
Just easy with the Gronk slander. Okay?
On a side note,
this is a guy who purposely missed a free throw in high school so he could keep the final score.
These paparazzi reporters,
he's an absolute legend
in LA that hang out and look for like celebs at airport, like these TMZ, these stringers they're called, who go out and get the sound bites that they post on their web stories. How do they? I mean, everyone's wearing a mask.
They are. It's amazing.
Gronkowski had a hoodie, a hat, and a mask on.
Well, he's also.
I know he's a huge guy.
Huge.
But at the same time, it's not like you know he's necessarily landing somewhere. You're just like randomly looking for celebs and like, oh, could that be Rob Gronkowski in a mask? Yeah, it could probably also be 7,000 other 6'5" bulked up, beefy guys, and you're sticking cameras in their face. I would hate that job. I can barely recognize people without masks, with their normal faces. Nowadays, it's impossible.
I would hate it because I hate going to get live audio because it never sounds good. It's never good. It's one of the worst things about doing radio.
They don't stop. Oh. They keep walking. They're like doing the camera. They're walking along, throwing out questions. To me, being a paparazzi would be the absolute
worst
media job there could possibly be.
There's no question. There's no question about it.
I just hate it. It makes cringeworthy what they have to do.
Speaking of cringeworthy, the report on Britt Reid, he has now been, if you know the story, it was right before the Super Bowl. Andy Reid's son, Britt Reid, who worked for the Chiefs at the time, was at the Chiefs facility and was leaving the Chiefs facility and got in an automobile accident. And his blood alcohol, it turns out, was 0.113, which is well above the 0.08 legal limit. Also was under the influence of Adderall as well. Hit a parked car. He was going 82.6 miles an hour in a 65 mile an hour zone. And one of the little girls affected, Ariel, is suffering from brain trauma right now. Now, Ben, the update is he has now been officially hit with a felony DWI charge. They have pictures. It's awful just seeing the pictures. It's near Arrowhead Stadium. DWI, serious physical injury. That is the charge. If convicted, he faces up to 7 years in prison.
Finally, some good old-fashioned high school football hazing with a big dose of racism thrown in. This story comes from Moline High School in Illinois, where a black high school football player was forced to sit in a locker stuffed with banana peels.
It's awful.
While a fellow player threatened to break both of his knees if he refused. The incident, captured on video, published on social media platforms, shot on Thursday night. In less than 24 hours, the footage had already made its way to the Moline Police Department. Obviously, you know, just very obvious racial overtones to that sort of hazing incident. Now, the students involved say, hey, these are all just friends, but it's still just incredibly dumb and incredibly racist to have a black football player sitting in a locker filled with banana peels.
It's awful, dude. It's awful, and the fact that A, it happens is embarrassing, and then B, that these morons put it on social media, I'll never understand.
You think with the amount of attention that these stories now get, just everywhere, not just us, but
right,
that people would stop doing it. But it almost feels like
it's more.
We're getting more of them. Like, does no one learn any lessons at all from all this coverage? Not at all?
So. Yeah.
It's like they're getting ideas rather than learning lessons somehow. Don't do this for a Tuesday.
Yeah, you can hit it.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Some good news to come out of all the bad news from Don't Do This. Major landing for Brian Dutcher's basketball team. Matt Bradley, California, the Golden Bears. California, the Golden Bears. Cal is transferring to San Diego State with at least 1 year and possibly 2 years of eligibility remaining. This is not just like the seventh guy on their bench, like their best player. Second team All Pac-12, averaged 18 points per game.
Saw that.
He can play inside, out, good defender, strong, can go to the rim, rebounder. This is a huge
coup.
Get
this is a
for
coup.
Brian Dutcher. Really helps replace Matt Mitchell, who's going off graduating and turning pro. He's a great three-point shooter. He shot like 47% his freshman year. It is it's remarkable that San Diego State actually gets these players. They don't come to San Diego State and then leave to go to a Pac-12 school in a couple of years. They go to a Pac-12 school
and they come here
and then come to San Diego State to kind of finish off their careers. Really shows you what the Steve Fisher and Brian Dutcher have built to land someone like this as a transfer. That is one of the top 10 names, they said, in the entire transfer portal. And he's going to come to San Diego State next season. That is a big get for Brian Dutcher.
May not be done yet, Benny.
No, they're still looking. I know Boogie Ellis, a lot of people thought, former Mission Bay High School star, was transferring from Memphis, was on San Diego State's radar, but he decided last night USC is where he's going. So, didn't get him, but there are a couple other names. I guess there's this kid from Utah that is friends with Matt Bradley, who was one of the best players in the Pac-12.
Hell yeah.
He's also transferring, and Bradley's already putting on the full court press.
Let's go.
He's like, hey, let's play together. He's kind of a big guy, so on the inside, I mean, they land both of those guys, and it's reload time for San Diego State. You'd think they'd be a top 25 team potentially next season. So just very impressive that like players want to come play San Diego State. He said when he transferred, I already knew where I wanted to go. Like, I'm transferring. There was Gonzaga called, Kansas called.
Damn.
He said, no, I want to go play at San Diego State. That's very, very cool that they have that reputation now.
Well, at what point will you stop being surprised by it?
I guess maybe after this.
Maybe
point,
now, yeah. Like,
I mean, they've landed good transfers before, but they've mostly been kind of on, like, you know, like a Yanni Wetzel, you know, under the radar guys who weren't getting used the right way at big time schools, and you know, they say, okay, we can definitely use this guy. They're not using him properly. This is the first time they've actually landed another, like, a major conference's star player as a transfer.
Who's the highest profile guy they've ever brought in? Obviously, Kawhi Leonard became the biggest star that they've ever had, but I don't know. Was he turning down Duke or North Carolina from when he was in Riverside?
You know, as a recruit, they really haven't had like the five star guys. They have the mold of player that they want at San Diego.
Yeah, they have an idea.
Guys from the Pac-12 that aren't feeling it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but in terms of the high school, well, I mean, they brought in Malachi was a good player at Washington State that they transferred. Xavier Thames came as well. But in terms of like five star like high school recruits, they don't get any of that. A kid named Evan Burns about 10 years ago flamed out. He was with the program for like a season and a half and just couldn't cut it. And he was like the biggest name recruit they ever had. But it's really kind of a mold, the high school guys who are willing to play defense in that San Diego State system. Not every player is cut out to be an Aztec, so they pick and choose. I mean, they've had guys who call and really good players that they turn down. You know, we just don't think you're the right fit for our program. But
but it sounds like this is a guy.
This guy,
we'll make it work.
Perfect. No, this guy's like a perfect fit. He plays defense. He's got that body type that can play, you know, 1, 2, 3, whatever. They like to, you know, they switch on defense. He can do that. Guard bigger guys, guard smaller guys. Seems like the perfect guy for San Diego State. So major news for the Aztecs late last night as they land major Cal transfer Matt Bradley. All right, Jesse Agler is going to join us. We'll play the Incorporator. It is coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.